So based on the four circle formation, originally there is just the source where all things arise, or they call it the original nature. But like the Mianmo, or sometimes people call it by the oneness nature. And Buddhists like to call it Buddha nature. Never mind. Phenomenal world. PWC enough. Phenomenal world. Not mine. PWC enough. PWC. They know what it is on PWC. Phenomenal world of consciousness. Okay, enough. Thank you. So what happened is, the first thing to come out is our true mind. So this one, sometimes they call it the Buddha nature. Buddha nature. Or original nature. Or also oneness nature. Then the first thing to arise from there is the true mind. Our pure awareness nature. Pure awareness nature. Then from here the creation starts. This is where the mundane mind is. The Buddha called this the Mano. That's why the Buddha say, Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. When this arrive, all things arrive. From here, creation start. So this is the phenomenal world of consciousness where the existential world is, or what we call existent, the universe. So here is the beginning of creation. Well, this one is the primordial, or what we call the unborn, undying. This one is the nature. It arises first. Then from there, it creates the condition arising world. So this condition arising world, is the beginning of creation. So this one is the beginning of creation. That's why mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. Means the phenomenal world of consciousness, the existential world, they arise already. And because of this, at that time, I need to explain the whole thing. So this explanation is very important. You listen carefully, it can help you understand, then develop the wisdom. According to Lord Buddha, mind is the forerunner of all things, and mind make ade. Hence, through mental consciousness, we perceive the phenomenal world of consciousness. All of physical, mental, and nature's phenomena within life and existence. Then, like earlier on, I have already defined for you what is a phenomena. Anything perceivable by the mind is a phenomena. So a phenomena doesn't mean that something moving, understand not? Whatever you perceive is a phenomena. So the perception that brings the external form in is a phenomena. If it's a physical thing, it's physical phenomena. Physical means what? Like your physical body. All the movement, activity, you perceive it, that is the physical phenomena. Then after physical phenomena is mental phenomena. All your mental aggregate, your mental thinking, activity. The awareness is the one that is aware of it. Yeah. And when you can be aware of it, these are mental phenomena. That's why in nature, you can be aware of your kaya, physical phenomena, mental phenomena. Then last one is nature's phenomena. You know what is nature's phenomena, isn't it? Whatever you can perceive within nature is a phenomena. So what are nature's phenomena? Like all the moving car, yeah? The plants, the trees, the weather, the breeze, the wind, the wave. All these are nature's phenomena. So when you can perceive them, in the early days, before I even go into meditation or know about meditation, that time I was only Form 1, Form 2. I like to sit around quiet place, then I observe nature. Then I saw this tree, the leaf, like there is a formation or no, like everything is flowing or no, moving. Very funny, at that age, actually it was my awareness inside can see. I can see the flow. I didn't think, I just, in fact, that is what specific phenomenal awareness is all about. But I didn't know what it was at that time. The only thing inside tell me, this one is important to you. Then I also know it must be for my power. I asked my friend and classmate, they say, what is there to see? Yeah? The tree, the wind. I said, no, that flow, that movement, nature's flow. Then I saw it with awareness, actually. Later on, when I meditate, then only I understood what that thing is. That's why whatever you study or cultivate from the past, it will manifest. And this is how cultivation can be continued. But if you say it's easy, it's not easy. It's continued over eons and eons and eons and eons. And who will remember? Even your last life, who are you also, you cannot remember. Then even this life, before you breathe the last breath, especially when you grow old, dementia, a lot of things you do, this life also, you cannot remember already. After you die, you think you stand a chance to remember? Your brain also gone, the memory that goes. Only those activity that you cling on to and hold on to in your memory, understand? Like your phobia, the very intense things that happen in life that you give a lot of meaning to it or emphasis. That one maybe can carry through. That's why you don't worry. The rest you cannot carry through. Karma, the law of karma will carry through for you, good or bad. So understanding this is very important. So what happened was, because of that, when I developed the meditative understanding, I read the sutta, the Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, 21 day, 2 day, 3, 1, 8, 3, of all the Dhammapada verse, I only interested in this few, where I can select, and I know these are the important ones. That's why I only teach that in the initial phase, especially the advice of the Buddha, Dhammapada verse 183. Sabba papasa akaranang kusalesa upasampadan secitta pariyottapadang etang buddhana sasana. Then when I saw the teaching, I realized they are all connected. It's only one teaching. I can link them all together. So from this phrase, mind is the foreigner of all things, I link everything. I read on. Contemplative wisdom can arise when you silence your mind to reflect. Silencing your mind means what? Kaya vivika, understand? To develop the calm mind, the tranquil mind, which is creative. To reflect, contemplate, and inquire into the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. Be aware and mindful of all physical, mental, and nature's phenomena within your daily life. So I have explained to you what is physical phenomena. Yeah? That's why in the retreat, everything you do, aware. Your kaya is always with you. Moving, turning, stretching, bending, looking forward, whatever. All kaya. Then whatever you perceive outside is mental phenomena. So when you perceive it, the awareness is a specific phenomenal awareness. Or you stay in the nature Without a center, this spacious awareness can see all. That's why I call it spacious awareness without a center. But it does not stay somewhere, understand? Center means the place you rest your mind, understand? Like you want to perceive the Buddha image or the Great Being's image, what you do? You need to focus there, shrink your awareness to be there, then you perceive it. So the spacious awareness, you still stay at the awareness nature there. But that one is not a center, that is a nature, aware. That's why that one can see everything. That's why I told you when I transformed in 1989, I look at everything differently. The TV also, the pixel, the movement, no matter how far my nature is with it. Then just now, Alicia, they all describe one, Adeline described, and some even posing, they all describe. That clarity that arises, like Adeline say, is like the whole thing become clear. Everything, like harmony collected. Because there is nature, understand? Then when the awareness perceive it, it's a lot of harmony on. Well, that nature got no negativity on. It got no word, no concern. It's just sitting as they are. That nature just observe. That's why the silent observation of what is the reality. And when you can be with the moment in life, you can observe and realize the pristine beauty and wonders of all phenomena. Everything, even a day tree, a foul thing. When we perceive, we try to use our memory, views, opinion, conditioning, and knowledge to describe it. Then we develop like a dislike. Oh, this one is smelly, foul, the drain, and all those things. Why must you do that? That is the way of normal putujana, or living being that is not with the understanding, or the Dhamma understanding. So if you do that, you stir your mind, you react. But when you are with the awareness, there is no movement at all. That nature observe. That nature flow with everything. That's why it's like there is no stress, nothing. Everything is so beautiful. Smooth sailing, you understand? Like nothing to obstruct you. Nothing to interfere. Nothing to like come in and comment and do all those funny things. It's just that nature in great harmony that is able to be aware of all phenomena. And when you can do that, there is specific phenomenal awareness. Now this word I coined out on. Last night I cannot find a word to describe it. Then I call it specific phenomenal awareness. Then later on, spacious awareness without a center also, I come out with a word. Because there is no word. And there's nobody right about all this. So understanding all this is very important.